KCX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel announcing a far-reaching federal investigation into NBA players, coaches, and others.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
He says tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft have been taking place amid accusations that those players, coaches, and others used inside information to place sports bets. Government shutdown now in day 23. Money to help pay for food assistance will run out next weekend, but Democrats and Republicans say no new talks are expected. The Trump administration stepping up attacks on what it says are drug smuggling boats, but providing no evidence of that. 9 deadly drone strikes so far. Demolition of the White House East Wing continues. It's expected to be completely taken down by this coming weekend. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The city of Madison may be adding lights to part of the Southwest Path. The area between Monroe Street and North Shore Drive is currently dark at night, and the State Journal reports alders have added an amendment to the city budget plan to make people feel safer. The change will cost about $544,000. The Common Council is set to discuss the city's budget proposal when alders meet on Tuesday. In an update to a story we've been following, Parker Olson details what Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to see after train derailments in Dodge County.
Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter Tuesday to Canadian Pacific Kansas City about an August train derailment in Dodge County. The derailment led to a crude oil spill near Reeseville. It's the second derailment in as many years in the area. Baldwin's letter to the company responsible for that 24-car derailment called on the company to investigate track issues in the area. Their previous two derailments were both caused by track issues. Baldwin is asking the company to provide her office with the summary of the actions they had taken since that August derailment. She also called on the company for a description of investments and changes in operation since the 2023 derailment that saw 29 cars derailed. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
And a Madison restaurant figure who led iconic establishments has died. Jane Capito owned Mickey's Tavern, Greenbush Bar, and Lazy Jane's on Willie Street. According to a story her son told the Isthmus, she started out as a social worker in San Francisco. And one day, she saw on a bulletin board somebody was driving to Madison, Wisconsin, and wanted someone to split the gas with. She took a chance, and the rest was history. Stories in both the Cap Times and the State Journal talk about how many people she employed went on to have their own restaurants and how proud she was to give them lots of chances to improve. Capito was 80 years old and her son now runs the restaurants. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know, so he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL is named Micah Parsons, NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear and frosty. We're going to drop into the 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, the midterm elections might be a year away, but there is a sleeper issue out there that may be the key to Democrats winning. We'll discuss it next time. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, all talk, no assembly required.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The worst part of this is all of it. Especially the fact that they consulted no one before doing it. Now, normally when you alter any federal building, you must first present the plans. But according to an administration official, construction plans have not been submitted to the National Capital Plans Commission, but will be soon. Soon? You've already torn it down. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. Yeah, sorry to call so late, but I have some bad news about your car. Before I get into all that, can I borrow your car?
God bless the comedians. In particular, this one.
This one.
Raise that one.
Wild pack of juice. Here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold.
Ha, ha, ha.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America. Goldberg's here.
Come stick with you, baby.
For 1,000 years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
I don't know who does interpretive hand dances better, Dana Goldberg or John Fugelsang.
Nobody.
You both should have been in the Vogue video, because it's just...
I've been practicing my interpretive hand dances my entire lesbian career.
Well, what I want to know is how I'm making many hand motions. Do I get a ticket to see you live if I wanted to?
Well, that's the thing. Chicago, as I start choking, that's good.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
See, that's the same thing I had last hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, look. I'm talking and she's drinking water.
It's
for
contagious.
Like a bad ventriloquist act.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Oh, keep talking.
Okay.
Poor Dana.
She had to mute herself.
Let's talk amongst ourselves, everybody. Oh. Dana Goldberg is hacking up a lung.
How about that weather?
If you want to pay for her health care, please go see her show in Chicago.
Go to danagoldberg.com
yes.
to
get
find
Dana
out.
Get danaanewlung.com.
But she, when
slash Chicago.
When she's back, she's going to be able to tell you where to see her in Chicago.
That's right. All right. We've vamped as long as we can. All right. We're not done. Wow.
And she will not tear down your east wing.
Is there someone there to do a Heimlich?
No. Oh, my God. Do you ever know when it's going to get ugly?
Yes. Of course.
Oh, I knew that one was going to get ugly. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Don't cry. She's crying for America.
If you're watching on Free Speech, I'm sorry you have to see me like this.
Oh, I want to wrap you in a big
now
hug.
Now I sound like the mafia. Listen. Everyone, there's 3 tickets left for Chicago. 3 tickets. You go to danagoldberg.com. You get them now. I don't know how long they're going to last. I don't know if we're doing a second show.
Yep. And it's at the legendary Annoyance Theater.
You come to me in the...
Which is a great name for a Jew. We're going to the Annoyance Theater.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. Yes.
That's right. I tugged him. Tugged you about something. All right. Sorry about that, everyone.
I assume it's an offer that you can't refuse.
Chicago flew off the shelves. It's November 14th. It's a 7 p.m. show.
Yep.
It looks like the site keeps going from sold out to releasing a couple.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk to them about a second show, but we don't know yet. So anyway, that's my time for today. Have
all right.
Good,
good night, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
I was doing her Godfather impression, and now I am coughing up.
Yeah, I noticed.
Now there is no one to complete the set. Welcome to the Chris and Bella Show.
Yeah, great.
Dana, I guess, you know, we were going to start with this Spielberg.
Colbert. Yeah.
It's just the atrocity of the, it's the destruction of the White House. I noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Uh-huh.
He's just said, I love seeing libs melt down over the ballroom. I mean, literally everything they do is to own the libs.
Yes.
Even the destruction of the People's House, which, you know, a lot of people are having a really emotional, visceral reaction to. Dana, you've been there, right?
Absolutely. I was there last holiday season with Allison, and it's beautiful and historic. And one of the listeners to the Daily Beans named Brian, he sent me a message and he pointed out, the East Wing is usually where the First Lady does her decorations, where she sort of has her history there and not controls it, but that's where tradition is. It's also a message of, like, we're getting rid of the part that women actually control.
Yeah, yeah.
In the East Wing.
And
there's
also
metaphorical stuff behind it. It's a travesty that this thing is being demolished.
And CBS is reporting he's actually putting a bunker underneath the East Wing. Between that and the Argentinian bailout, we're like, wow, they're trying to figure out where to flee their war crimes.
There always has been a bunker underneath the East Wing.
But
that's where the war bunker was.
They're doing whatever to it.
Right.
You know,
I think, though, what I'm also most irritated about, and Allison would agree with this, I bet you he's going to put his name on the damn ballroom.
Absolutely.
He's going to put it on the ballroom on the outside.
Yeah, without any doubt.
Yeah. Josh Hawley said, these are people who for the last 4 years have torn down every statue of this country's history. Yes,
oh,
the racists.
My God.
Right. That they could get their hands on. And now they're the great defenders of history. Give me a break. They hate Donald Trump. They hate everything he does. I saw it today. It looks fantastic. Really? I saw it today. Is that what you call fantastic? He said, let's remember these people burned down whole cities to the ground when they had a political disagreement.
Wow.
Again, just pure
the rewriting
lies.
Of history.
Yes. Yes.
Pictures, that's when Josh Hawley shares something like that. You have to share his quote in his face right next to the January 6th riot at the Capitol and then burning flags, buildings, police up. Like, that's what you have to do over and over and over.
Yeah. Speaking of the Confederate, Laura Ingraham, Fox News host, laughed. That is what she sounds like when she laughs. As she suggested that Trump should honor a Confederate general who fought to uphold slavery to enrage liberals. I mean, it's like the whole point of this entire party now, Dana, not just Trump. It's just,
oh no,
how do we make the libs mad?
That's exactly. None of them are benefiting from what's happening. I don't even think any of the Trump voters are benefiting. None of them, meaning except the billionaires. But if you asked anybody, they didn't vote for him because they thought, some of them, they thought he was going to help them. They voted for him because they wanted to hurt people that they don't like. That's it.
So she said, two noted fisting aficionado, Josh Hawley.
Uh-huh.
Trump should erect a statue of Robert E. Lee in a statuary garden at the White House to get liberals completely losing their minds. And then Laura Ingraham said, and didn't the Clintons sell out the Lincoln? Oh, my God, just these analogies, right? And Hawley goes, Bill Clinton did a lot of things in the White House. Oh, I'm sorry, are we back to the BJ? Like,
oh,
how many years
God's
ago
sake.
Was this? Like, what? Really? That's the same thing as taking a wrecking ball to the entire East Wing. And then he said again about the burning cities to the ground. Didn't Sexy Liberal Show go to every single one of those cities that they claimed were burned to the ground?
No.
By the way, were you just in Minneapolis? Was it burned
I
to
was.
The ground?
Beautiful city.
Yes.
Beautiful city. And no, I went out, walked over the bridge, went to this beautiful, I think it's called the West Loop, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Minneapolis is adorable, by the way.
Yeah.
I love Minneapolis.
Oh, my God. I love the murals,
yeah,
all of it.
It's gorgeous.
Stunning.
The
it's
history,
a great city.
The Prince murals and the, God, what else? I took pictures of all of them when we were there. Bob Dylan. It's just an amazing city.
Yeah, the street art is fantastic. It's also just a very artsy, like when I talk about artsy, I mean like theater. Like it's very well known for their theater world, their community.
Yeah. Did you get to a No Kings there?
People
on social media are like, I didn't see Dana.
I was doing a human rights campaign gala, so during the day I went out to the No Kings and they was passing the hotel, but that night it was Governor Walz, Klobuchar, the Lieutenant Governor, Angie Craig, they were all speaking at the HRC gala, so I was working that day, but I went out and cheered on the No Kings.
Aw. Yay.
Yeah, protest.
Go you. Okay. You, and by the way, you said, Mike Johnson, stop making excuses, open the government, swear in Adelita Grijalva, and please release the Epstein files. You're a coward and a pedo protector. We cannot take our foot off the gas, right?
No.
I mean, that's why I love seeing all the Epstein signs at the No Kings rally, because, you know, it's becoming very clear. This is, you know, about him thinking he's a king, about taking away our health care and protecting pedophiles.
And I would say, if you can buy Giuffre's book, it is out. And if we can get that on the bestsellers list, it's going to put even more pressure on Congress to release this thing.
Yeah. By the way, could he get more patrocending, which is a combination of condescending and patronizing, to Adelita Grijalva? Here's Mike Johnson.
I'm always open to meet with any member of the House. I'm the Speaker of the House, and we'll do that. I've been a little busy. I'm working about 22-hour days right now. I would like for her to do important work and engage in that as soon as possible. We've tried to, my staff's working with hers, trying to get them up and running, and we're doing everything we do for any new rep special election. This is, all of this is totally and completely the standard practice of the House.
He is such a liar. Can I just say he is sort of like a smoother, even glibber liar than Donald Trump?
Yeah.
He just. Does he mean smoother, like greasy? Like, he's just
oily.
Swarmy.
Yeah.
Like, swarmy is the word when I think about. He's just like, cover your drink around him. What are you doing, like, marrying your daughter and having those weird ceremonies? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, first of all, he's just lying. She doesn't have an office. She doesn't have working phones, computers. She's like, the little lady needs to get to work. It's like, well,
she's using her own computers.
I was going to say, was she supposed to call her constituents on her personal cell phone? Like, you know?
I guarantee the other thing is she accomplishes anything during the period of time that she was elected until she's sworn in, they're going to say it doesn't count. If she puts a bill forward, if she gets something signed, if she gets anything accomplished in Arizona, they're going to say it doesn't count because she wasn't, she wasn't sworn in.
Exactly.
I don't trust any of that.
That's why Attorney General Chris Mays of Arizona sued Mike Johnson and
exactly.
The House. Yeah.
Can I just say, since we're on the subject of the Epstein files, have I mentioned that Donald Trump is and has always been a disgusting pig? I thought that was new news for everybody. No, just me. Okay. This is, have you heard this? Trump tried to get Ross Vaught, you know, the Project 2025 guy, laid at Mar-a-Lago.
What?
By mid-2024, Donald Trump and Project 2025 architect Russell Vaught, is it Vaught?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're talking on the phone fairly regularly, but it wasn't about policy. Trump appeared preoccupied with getting the recently divorced Vaught laid. He spoke to Vaught, a self-described Christian nationalist, because of course he is. He's a Christian man. Talked to him repeatedly about the gorgeous and beautiful ladies who roam Trump's club Mar-a-Lago. Oh, have you seen these creatures? Okay.
They all look
really?
The same.
Beautiful? Okay. It's so often that it weirded out some of his advisors, in one source's words. And Trump spoke crudely of all the seed that he thought Vaught would get, surely as the president's favorite bachelor.
Have you seen Russ Vaught?
Yes. Yes.
He's going to get a lot of...
Ugh.
Yeah, all right. I kept thinking he was the gay one.
Oh, you guys, we should all go as Mar-a-Lago ladies for Halloween.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
Let's get those big rubber lips.
No. Nope.
Wow, that got shot down quick.
Big,
no.
Big
no.
Fake boobs.
No.
Nope.
No.
I can use my Christy Gnome wig.
No.
No.
Sucks all the fun out of my life. All right. Dana joins us one more segment, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my very, very non-natural Vibrance. I didn't mispronounce that on purpose.
Right.
Yeah. It's Vibrance. It's the potion.
The extra I is I don't look like a crone anymore.
Thank you. Thank you for decroning the Stephanie Miller Show. Vibrance Super C Serum. It is my favorite. This it's replaced my day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum made with, I'm telling you, just magic. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. You can see the results. I'm telling you. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. Vibrance if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine. You get a full refund by Vibrance.com/Stephanie. That's for up to 37% off and free shipping at Vibrance. See, there's an extra syllable in there.
Uh-huh.
Extra syllable.
Yeah.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Right. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps
the
tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yes.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Give me a T.
No, wait. Right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-ya!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Stephanie Miller.
To the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Dana Goldberg's here.
She is.
I am. Dana, much better start than the first segment. Sorry about that, everyone.
Now, we were just talking about how, you know, this whole administration, is not just Trump, is just inhabited by bullies. What was the exchange yesterday? So Sean Duffy criticized Elon Musk over something, and Elon Musk goes, "What? How come you're so gay?"
Like, oh, God.
Are we all in eighth grade? First of all, he's not gay. Secondly, you know, he uses that or the R word as a smear constantly against people on social media. It's just...
The maturity level in this administration is ridiculous. You have the press secretary saying "your mom" in the middle of a Q&A with the journalist.
It doesn't even make sense. It's like,
I know.
I mean, okay. So, by the by, in terms of we were talking about no kings and protesting. Mm-hmm. In Houston's Montrose neighborhood, where crews have been removing the city's rainbow crosswalks, because of course they have, they've been stripped away following a directive from Governor Greg Abbott. Several protesters were arrested early Monday after standing in the roadway to block crews from removing the paint. Many residents and advocates also spent the night chalking nearby sidewalks, leaving pride flags and flowers, a show of defiance and love. They say will continue after the paint is gone. They can't erase history, and they can't erase gay people as much as
we're going to keep chalking. We're going to keep drawing. We're going to keep dancing. The other thing is that a lot of people pointed out rainbows in the crosswalks make them safer. People can see them. Less pedestrians get hit when there's a rainbow crosswalk.
Yeah.
Because the other ones are harder to see when you're driving.
Yeah.
Like there's actual, you know, research that shows that this is a beneficial thing.
We were talking about Obergefell during the break at the Supreme Court, and you cannot write. It's like almost cartoonish that it's this Kim Davis bringing a suit who's been married.
Do we go over
her marital history? Is it four times she's been married? It's just, you cannot.
And didn't she have a baby with the husband she was going
husband
to marry,
too.
But she was with her husband at the time. Right. And then the baby daddy would be her fourth husband.
Right.
It's just infuriating. I don't know. Chris and I were talking about it. Coney Barrett is leaning. We've heard that she doesn't want to overturn. But for those of you listening, it's breaking news. On November 7th, the Supreme Court is actually going to consider whether or not to take Kim Davis's case. So we'll know on November 7th if this is going to continue to move forward.
Yeah. Representative Jasmine Crockett says she will be strongly considering a run for U.S. Senate, citing polling that she would be the front runner in a Democratic primary.
Ahead of Tallarico.
Yeah, she is ahead of Tallarico, Beto O'Rourke, and Colin Allred.
Beto O'Rourke hasn't announced that he's running,
but they do polling anyway. But I mean, you know, because they're trying to gerrymander her district just entirely. But I'm telling you, I think she's just a force of nature, and she's going to.
Oh, I think so too. And you give it to a state election. I'll tell you what, though, that's an election you have to watch for shenanigans.
Yeah.
If Jasmine Crockett is the Democratic senator running for Senate, I can't speak this morning. That's an election you need to watch, because I don't trust anyone down in Texas to have a free and fair election. They will try and keep a black woman out of that Senate seat until the sun goes down.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Here is Tom Hoberg. Borders are.
Mm-hmm. They're not pulling back out. They continue to do it. This weekend at the No Kings protest, I watched more of the rhetoric. They've lost their minds. And I'm telling you, the bloodshed's not over if we don't address the rhetoric.
Did you see violent rhetoric anywhere at any rally? I watched countless, you know,
is that what
news
he said? I couldn't understand him.
And then something about Fudgy the Whale at the end. I don't know. I didn't see any. I saw, and not only was I at one, you know, here in L.A., but I mean, I watched countless videos of, you know, newscasts and TikToks. But I didn't see any violent.
The violent
signs,
rhetoric came
violent,
from the counter protesters from the MAGA.
Thank you.
That guy, I think it was in Colorado, that fell on his face twice. Yeah. You know, calling a gay man the F slur.
Yeah.
It was all from the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. There were zero arrests of protesters. One more. Senator Schiff on...
Troops are rappelling from Black Hawk helicopters, not in Somalia, but in Chicago. It is the most visible sign of a democracy in trouble. This is, as we all know, in violation of the law, which prohibits the use of our military for domestic law enforcement purposes.
Does Adam Schiff have the same sore throat that Dana Goldberg does?
Sounds like it.
Possible.
It must be going around. He had a frog in his throat. by the way, I'm seeing some breaking news here. Eric Adams, former, will endorse Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I mean, I
think they were at a Knicks game together last night.
By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know what's going to happen if I continue to agree with her on anything, but she was basically bashing Cuomo. You know, I mean, maybe for different reasons than we would, but I mean, I think it's a fait accompli, don't you? I mean, I think Mondami's up by 20 points or something almost.
I sure hope so. Yeah. I sure hope so. It's interesting. It's really interesting. The people even I know that are going to bat for Cuomo, and it's because of the lies they've believed about Mamdani. And I don't know why they would want a sexual predator back in office, because that's exactly what they would be voting for.
Yep. Gigi Comedy on all the socials. We love you, Dana Gober. We'll see you next week.
I love you all, too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland, through forests, or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh. If you try.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well...
Go ahead. Say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
His behavior, unpresidential, unhinged, unpatriotic, un-American, throughout this process, speaks for itself and makes clear that Republicans shut the government down and have had zero interest in opening it up. Why? Because they'd rather inflict this kind of pain on hardworking federal civil servants and the American people than provide health care that's affordable to everyday Americans, working class Americans, and middle class Americans.
Mm-hmm. Michael in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hi, Mama.
Hi.
Whenever Tom Tillis's name comes up, that our pitiful Republican senator from North Carolina,
yeah,
if you're going to give him a scintilla of credit for anything,
yeah,
just remember he's not running for re-election. He's
yeah.
retiring.
And Michael,
so that's the only reason he's able to buck
right.
Our Hitler president at all.
But it's not even bucking.
Allegedly.
Right. It's so milk toasty when he's like, oh, it's bad optics, this, you know, suing us for $230 million. It's more,
yeah,
just say it's wrong.
Mr. Bad Optics. Now,
yeah.
That's really dancing on the head of a pin if it's
right.
called opposition.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course it's bad optics.
Sure.
Looks bad to be suing your own taxpayers, you know, completely. Ay, ay, ay. Brian in Atlanta. Hello, Brian. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just heard your last caller talk about optics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, I don't know if you've been following the NBA scandal about gambling, but I was looking at the FBI director, Cash Patel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just looked like he jumped out of the bed, grabbed a pair of pants from the dirty clothes hamper, some shoes, an oversized jacket, and said, I'm going to the press conference.
Yeah, he does his eyes. He always looks a little startled, doesn't he? Like something, like a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody woke him up with a cattle prod in his, you know, and he's like, oh, hang on, let me get my pants on. I'm just saying. Okay, Tom in Palm Springs. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Yeah, I'm visiting beautiful Palm Springs right now.
Yes.
Right. Stephanie, earlier y'all were talking about how and that big ugly ballroom he's going to put his name on it.
Yeah.
I think he wants to be like dear leader of North Korea and put his picture on the outside.
Yeah, somebody I think some Republican posted a, you know, Trump on the White House.
Yeah.
Like they think it's funny. Like it's just okay. All right, this is the hot-headed homo Scott Bessent.
Yes.
Who we've decided sounds a lot like Snagglepuss, because when he when he's on the Sunday shows, he's just so smiley all the time. I'm delighted to be here, Dana. Thank you.
And then
you.
He's going to exit stage left.
Yes. He just, watch him, Belly, you'll see what I mean. He's just always smiling. It's creepy, right? He's just always got that. Everything's going great. The economy looks fantastic.
Things look great, and they're good now. I think 2026, 2027 are going to be great years.
Oh, are they? Heavens to Murgatroyd. They're going to be even better. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
Uh-huh.
He likes to engage in the fisticuffs, reportedly. Yeah.
Didn't he almost fight, like, Elon Musk?
Elon Musk and
yeah.
then someone else. I can't remember who else. Big bag of rats, whoever. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
Usually gay guys are like, not in the face. Don't hit the face.
Not my face. Oh, my God, this beautiful smile. I got these pageant teeth the same taste Christy Noem did. Don't hit me in my pageant teeth. Okay. Representative Steve Scalise.
They're upset with the American people because the American people said we want somebody who's going to wake up every day and say, how can I solve Middle East peace? I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm not going to take the old failed ways of doing it for an answer. I'm going to figure out a way to go do it, and he does. How do I work to help improve the lives of Americans? He goes and finds a way to say yes. And because he says yes, Democrats
yes.
find a way to say no. It's a disgrace.
Oh, really? Okay, so the Middle East not peace deal.
Right.
By the way, this is Netanyahu once again just going, ew.
Yes.
While J.D. Vance is there. Because no one has, you know, Putin's shooting off nukes because Donald Trump is a ridiculous blowhard.
That's right.
They all know it. So Vice President Vance said before leaving Israel he was insulted by the Knesset vote on annexing the occupied West Bank, which took place while he was visiting the country. Netanyahu has control over the majority in the Knesset and could have stopped the vote by taking it off the agenda or ordering members of his party to vote against it. I mean, they just...
And Trump said earlier that if Israel decides to annex any part of the West Bank, that they will lose all U.S. support.
Nobody believes him.
No, nobody believes him.
He chickens out on everything.
Exactly.
Like just, I'm going to give tomahawks. No, I'm not. You got to give up land. Never mind.
Right.
You know, I'm going to sanction your oil. No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's why Israel felt comfortable voting to annex parts of the West Bank.
Yeah.
Because they knew
they
Trump wouldn't. Keep his word.
Yeah, because he didn't work out any of the details of his non-peace deal.
Uh-huh.
How to disarm Hamas, what happens next, a Palestinian state. None of that. They're all points that have not been resolved yet, of course. By the way, speaking of Scott Bessent, hi, I'm back. I know we say this all the time, if Obama had or Biden had. Wouldn't they call this communism or something? But Bessent, U.S. will take stakes in more major companies.
Yes.
The amount of stuff that's happening while we're, right? Trump has already taken stakes in Intel, U.S. Steel, Trilogy Metals, and demanded the U.S. Get a cut of chip sales by NVIDIA and UMD. Something, seizing the means of production, paging Karl Marx.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We would have called Obama a communist 17 times over.
Republicans lost their shizzle when we bailed out the auto companies.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
And I don't even think we bought a portion of the companies during that. We just gave them some money to keep them solvent.
Yeah. Remember when I gave Sean Hannity a picture of Ronald Reagan because he said he would come on the show and I said, I'll buy you this picture.
You also gave him a teddy bear.
No, I didn't. That was a joke because we all got Vermont teddy bears free.
But you did give him a teddy bear.
I don't believe so. I can't remember I can't remember how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, because I know he loved Reagan. I said, I'll send you his picture, his beautiful photograph of Reagan if you come on the show. And so he did. So I sent it to him. And then he called me to thank me. And he said, can I buy you a picture of Karl Marx? And I'm just saying, they've been saying that about us for years. And when Trump does it, they're just. Okay.
They're like, rah, rah, Trump.
Okay. Oh, do we have in the danger zone? Kenny Loggins says it's fine if we play it. He loves us. He's a step head, I can tell.
Has he been on the show?
No, I'm just making that up.
I know Richard Marx has.
Oh, that's right. He is adorable.
Yes,
and so is his wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're all such fake tough guys. Did you see Hegseth cosplays as Tom Cruise's Top Gun character? Except he's in the bitch seat.
Mm-hmm.
He's not flying it.
Right.
Right?
He's in the passenger seat.
A Republican openly laughed at Pete Hegseth over a stunt in which he tried to cosplay as Tom Cruise's Top Gun character. Adam Kinzinger was the one mocking Hegseth. He shared a preview clip of his ride in the backseat of a Navy fighter. So he was Goose in this scenario? Actually, he wasn't Tom Cruise.
Well,
he was Maverick.
Goose
was
hit the canopy when he was ejecting and then died.
Right. Oh, spoiler alert.
What? Did I spoil it for you, Bella?
Oh, no, I've seen Top Gun.
Okay.
He was taking part in a fighter jet demonstration. During last week's live fire debacle in San Diego, Hegseth cosplayed as a paratrooper in a video showing him wearing a safety line and crouched in the open bay of an airborne troop carrier. Oh, my God. Such mission accomplished vibes, right? They're such fake tough guys.
Yes, they are.
God. Oh, by the way. Okay, thanks. That's good. Thanks. Speaking of the Pentagon, the chief Pentagon spokesman introduced, quote, the next generation of the Pentagon press corps. You know, after all the real journalists left.
Right.
Because they wouldn't follow.
So who do they have now?
Just all right-wing outlets. Yeah,
okay.
Referencing those media outlets that have accepted the Pentagon's controversial new press policy. Today, the Department of War is announcing the next generation of the Pentagon press corps. Mm-hmm. And it's, Gateway Pundit. And who's the MyPillow guy? Lindell TV.
Really?
Yeah. So we're not going to get, we're only going to get Pentagon-approved news from the Pillow guy.
Mike Lindell still has a network? I thought he had
somebody
pay everything that he had.
Some reporter from Lindell TV with extra long nails. Who's some blonde bim from Lindell TV asked Takeem Jeffries a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay. I thought would have thought they would have had to sell off their assets to pay their fines.
No. Democratic members of Congress are launching a master ICE tracker to keep traps on federal agents looking to round up immigrants across the country. A move, of course, Republicans are whining about because they're whiny little big babies about everything. Representative Robert Garcia pitched the tracker in L.A., standing alongside our buddy, our pal, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. He said American citizens are being dragged off the streets by masked men and thrown into detention cells without access to a lawyer or even a phone call. No one, regardless of their background or appearance, should be living in fear of being thrown behind bars by their own government because of their race or what they look like. Their actions are unconstitutional, unacceptable, completely un-American. We will not stop fighting this until this administration is held accountable. And again, they keep saying they're not targeting ICE. They're not telling you to do anything violent to ICE. They're trying to, I mean, what was the story we did yesterday, Chris, about how many people are dying in ICE detention? We don't have the death sentence. Some of these people, too, are citizens. No. Can you imagine? Or, you know, they committed the misdemeanor of not being documented and they deserve to die mm-hmm. in a prison of God knows what, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's...
Oy.
Yeah. Yes. Oy, indeed, is my point. Oh, look, baby finally got a peace prize. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, he got a peace prize, just not the one he thought he would.
This is kind of perfect. It is the Richard Nixon Foundation's Architecture Peace Award.
Okay.
He happily accepted the award at a private ceremony at the White House, holding a gold trophy molded in the likeness of former President Nixon, our last crook president. That's kind of fitting, right? Except he's like 11 billion times worse than Nixon, but okay.
MAGA doesn't like Nixon because Nixon opened up relations with China.
Also, Ronald Reagan gave amnesty to millions of undocumented immigrants.
Right.
Anyone ever... No one's mentioned that to maggots. Okay. All right. I've got more because there's always more. Let me pause.
All right.
Briefly while I gather my resources. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zeba.
Zeba!
Happy Z spelled backwards. Why? Because how great is it to stop snoring? I mean,
it's awesome, right?
The three pillars to good health: great diet, lots of exercise, great sleep. And if you snore, you might not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zeba!
Zeba!
The only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. It uses a tongue seatbelt. I know, right? Because the tongue is the leading cause of snoring. Zeba also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. And from now till the end of October, check this out. They'll put an end to your snoring, and you can save $10 on a limited edition pink Zeba. They'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. If you go to Zeba.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's ZYPP. Zeba.com. The code is PINK. Text fees may apply.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
92.7 WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to increase education about menopause, and they're getting some help from an Academy Award-winning actor. Data shows a huge information gap about the topic, even though just about every woman will experience it. According to the National Institutes of Health, 85% of American women first looked for information about menopause when they were already experiencing it or long after it started. They say 77% of women want menopause to be taught in schools, just like other hormonal shifts in our bodies. Now, State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Robin Vining, both Democrats, along with Republican State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara, are sponsoring a bill that would increase menopause education. It would require the Department of Health Services create a resource page and pamphlet about menopause, just like they have pages for hundreds of other conditions, from measles to STDs to heart disease. Here's Vining.
Many women say, I don't feel like myself, and they deserve to know why that is and what they can do about it.
There was a public hearing in the Senate's Health Committee Wednesday, and lawmakers heard testimony from Academy Award-winning actor Halle Berry, who's advocating for menopause resources across the country.
It's stigmatized. We're afraid because we're ignorant to what is happening to our bodies. That's why education is so important. And that's why I'm here. I have real life examples of how more education would have saved me almost 4 years of self-exploration. I would love to have gotten this information from my healthcare providers.
According to the lawmakers, adding this extra information on menopause and creating other resources would not cost the state any extra money. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine into your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect. Skies turning mostly clear, lows in the lower 30s. On Friday, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. It's 42 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, what broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid the studio. We'll be dealing with,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be in the studio with a look at local music with the Max Inc. preview.
And pretty soon, the John and Gordy East Wing costume will be available.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Yeah. Oh, did you want me to read this?
Yes. Oh, here's another headline. We just have to go ahead.
Armless Texas pastor arrested on child porn charges, performed at Trump rally, and posed for pictures with Trump.
Let that marinate a little bit. Well, I guess you couldn't do the thumbs up with Trump, but...
No. Couldn't do much with...
Yeah. All right. Ken in New York. Y'all just are cognating on that. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I love you guys.
I love you.
You're talking about how, you know, everyone would lose their shizzle when, you know, Trump floats the idea of controlling American companies to control costs. But when Kamala Harris actually came up with an actual plan to control costs and and go after price gouging. That all of a sudden was a socialist move. She actually had a plan, and here we are, how many months into this nightmare, and prices are certainly not coming down. So the woman who actually had a plan to do it, they screamed she was gonna price control.
And Ken, how many times do we hear Democrats talking down to people, and you can't tell people that prices are good and the economy is good when it's not? I mean, now they literally are saying every day, Trump says inflation's way down, prices are great, and it's not. They're doing it, except that in our case, it was true that Biden had brought inflation and prices way down after COVID. And now they just say it, right? They just, like, we just played Scottish Land High. The economy's great. Oh, Mr. McIntyre, what's wrong with you people? And Trump keeps saying, inflation, no inflation at all, prices way down. It's just complete bull. Okay. All right. Chris, who said of the extrajudicial killings of the people with the ocean and also the sea drugs? They call them ocean drugs. Who said when you kill someone, if you're not in a declared war, you really need to know someone's name at least? You have to accuse them of something. You have to present evidence. So all these people have been blown up without any evidence of a crime. Who said that?
That's either Nemo or Marlin.
No, that was Rand Paul, who you know what? I'm starting to get the same headache that you guys have just because I agree now with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul in the same. Sorry. Okay, where was I? Oh, hang on. I have the. Here's where I'm going to agree with Marjorie Taylor. She called out her party's push to unify around Andrew Cuomo in his campaign for mayor of New York. She said, I'm amazed how many Republicans have suddenly forgotten or completely don't care that Cuomo killed elderly people in nursing homes by putting COVID patients in the nursing homes and enforced some of the most insane COVID lockdowns in the country. All right, well, that's where she loses me. But by now saying the New York Republican mayoral candidate should drop out so the literal COVID communist Cuomo can win and become mayor of New York again. Okay. You know, she's broken clock, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right about.
I'm not hugging her too close, though.
Huh?
I'm not hugging her too close,
no,
though.
No, too prickly. Too prickly.
Yes.
Too bitey. Needs to go back to Island of Dr. Moreau.
Well, she's probably prickly because she only shaves like every 2 weeks.
All right, we're trying to get Michael Steele booked because he owes me because I was forced to talk to Ann Coulter at his birthday party a couple years ago. Yeah, but we always remember Carlos Salzeracki line about Ann Coulter, two by T.
Yes.
Leave her on the island. Leave her. We should have left her on the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yes.
Leave her. She's two by T. Okay. Oh, I have a hero of democracy. Oh. I forgot to warn you.
Okay.
Senator Jeff Merkley spoke on the Senate floor. What was the final total? Do we know?
It was a long time.
He was at over 15 hours in protest of Trump's policies. Wow. Accusing him of shredding democracy and orchestrating an authoritarian takeover of the U.S. government. I've come to the Senate floor tonight to ring the alarm bells. We're in the most perilous moment, the biggest threat to our republic since the Civil War. President Trump is shredding our Constitution.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy. We proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Okay, thank you, Senator Merkley. Oh, dear God. Another day, another nominee. MAGA weed mogul named special envoy to Iraq. He also doesn't have any. He has no qualification. He awarded another government post to a supporter of his campaign because, of course, with the announcement, a Detroit pot shop magnate will be his administration's new special envoy to Iraq. He has no on local, state, or federal level of any kind. But he did lead the Muslims for Trump effort in Michigan.
He knows that pot is illegal over there, right?
I don't think he's aware.
Oh. Huh.
Weed mogul. Okay. All right. Can I just say, who was his fight yesterday with someone that asked him a normal question? Did you see this thing a few days ago? He's just so endlessly embarrassing on the international stage. He was taking questions from reporters. This was Monday, I think. He was meeting with the Australian Prime Minister. So he said, have you had any concerns about this administration with its stance on Palestine, climate change, or even things the ambassador has said about you in the past, the Australian ambassador? And Trump said, I don't know anything about him. I mean, did the ambassador say something bad? Where is he?
Oh, God.
And then he said, I don't like you either. I don't like you. I probably never will. Are we all perpetually going to be in eighth grade? I mean, okay.
Not everybody is looking for his approval. He needs to learn that.
Our big Friday show tomorrow with Frangela and John Fugelsang. See you then.
92.7 WMDX because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW-Madison professor of military history, John Hall. We dig into what is going on in the current moment and its historical echoes of our past.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dozens of people, including some current and former NBA players, are now charged in connection with a widespread illegal sports betting scheme. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Miami Heat forward Terry Rozier is accused of using insider information for sports betting.
Terry Rozier was among players like Jontay Porter, who prosecutors said faked an injury and told sports bettors beforehand, like in a particular game when he was playing for the Charlotte Hornets back in March of 2023, that he would be out within 9 minutes, sometime in the first quarter. And the sports bettors then used that information to place $200,000 worth of bets, according to the indictment.
Rozier's lawyer is denying the charges. Vice President Vance criticizing Israel after a parliament vote approving the annexation of the West Bank. Home sales picked up last month as mortgage rates dropped. The median price of a pre-existing home, over $415,000. This is ABC News.